I say this to you, good morning, you who are priest of God. I say good morning to you who are his royal priesthood. You who are priest of God and you who are his royal priesthood. And you might say to yourself this morning as you're listening, that's not me. I'm not a priest of anything. But according to the word of God, if you belong to Christ, you are a priest of the Most High God. And he has appointed you for that position this morning. I want to share a little bit about what that means for us today. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, it says this. This is what the tribe of Levi in the Old Testament, this is what's part of their job description. It says, at that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister and to pronounce blessings in his name, as they still do today. That is why the Levites have no share or inheritance among their brothers, for the Lord is their inheritance. That was what the tribe of Levi did. They carried the Ark of the Covenant. And what the Ark of the Covenant represented in the Old Testament was the very presence of the Lord. It represented the very presence of the Lord that they carried wherever they went. They carried the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence. Well, for today, as we are priests, it says in Peter, that 1 Peter, that we are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And what we have been called to do today is to carry the presence of the Lord wherever we go, but in a different way than the tribe of Levi did in the Old Testament, because this presence of the Lord resides in us. This presence of the Lord resides in you this morning, wherever you are. And that as you go, wherever you go, the presence of the Lord goes with you. And wherever you go, you are an ambassador for Christ. You are an ambassador for Christ. It says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that God is making his appeal through us. So know that this morning, that wherever you go, you are a carrier of the presence of God, and that he wants to do his mighty, powerful works through you today. And also, as we dwell upon that, we know that it is not us as priests that do anything to change people, but it is the very presence of the Lord that is within us. It is Christ who is within us that brings about change. And it is the presence of the Lord that draw us, that drew us in the first place to him. It's the mighty presence of the Lord. You know, there is power in the presence of the Lord. There is everything that we need and everything that we would want that is found in the presence of the Lord. There is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. So let me ask you this morning, are you dwelling daily? Are you pursuing the presence of the Lord? If you haven't, in this moment is a great place to start. That is where I want to stay and remain. That is where I want to abide, in the presence of the Lord. Father, I pray over this royal priesthood of believers that is listening today, those who belong to you. Lord, thank you that you have given us such an incredible privilege and opportunity, Lord, to carry your presence wherever we go, to be ambassadors for you, Jesus. Today, in this moment, Lord, we want to dwell in your presence with you forever. Lord, may it be where we draw our strength and our life, for the presence of the Lord. Lord, so come fill us anew in this moment. Come meet us where we are as we sing. that again. Found in your hands.
Found in your hands. Fullness of joy. Every fear suddenly wiped away. Oh, here in your presence.
All my gains.
All of my gains. Now fade away.
Carries the ark of God, his authority, his power, his law, to the world around us. Like an ambassador visiting a foreign country, we can walk through this world confident that we carry upon our shoulders the glory of God. Wherever we set our feet, that place becomes the kingdom of God. At home, at the office, at a hospital, at a grocery store, or on a platform, wherever that is. Wherever we set our feet on the ground, it becomes the kingdom of God. That's why that a priest can lay hands on the sick and expect them to be healed. When a priest walks in the room, he comes as an ambassador of healing. When he enters the room, the laws of sickness and of death and oppression and of grief, they no longer hold sway. When he lays his hand on the sick, the laws of the kingdom of darkness no longer apply in that body. A priest has entered the room. He comes carrying the presence of God, and in that room, the kingdom of God has come. Sickness makes way for healing, heaviness makes way for joy, and death makes way for life, and oppression makes way for liberty. The laws of the world no longer hold sway when an ambassador of God, when he enforces the reign of the Lord, the Lord's laws and the Lord's authority in that place. May we carry the presence of God wherever we go today. Lord, your presence is what changes this world. Lord, as we encounter a living, breathing God, Lord, you come and fill us and change us forever. We will never be the same. Lord, may others encounter that presence. Lord, may we encounter more of your presence, of your manifest presence moving among us. Lord, may that happen as we go out today. We love your presence, Jesus. We love that you have made a way for us. Have your way in us today. We love you. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.